service they can have.
Hi there, Mark. Thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Molly wanted me to get on the line here and answer your questions and, of course, also to apply a reduced rate for your very well-established business. A happy Tuesday, by the way, sir. How is your day going so far?
So far, so good, I guess.
Okay. So I know you had a question about how we can get you on the very top of the first page, just the first couple of businesses that pop up there. Now, we will do both a combination of local search engine optimization and search engine marketing. You've got a 50-mile service area. Of course, that does take in the neighboring towns and communities, big and small. So this will include both the paid Google ads that appear at the very top of the page and, of course, the local pack or the map that pops up just below it. Now, the combination of the two gets you the best return on investment. And, of course, like I said, at the very top of the page, there's just two or three businesses that pop up there, and you'll definitely show up in that paid ad section. Now, it's still a flat rate. You're not going to pay for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat monthly rate. And it's not just for Google. The way we get you at the very top of the page is that we create the content necessary to have you outrank your competition. Google and Bing index almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them equally important, and we will create that content for your company. Looks like you might even already have a Facebook page. If you didn't already have one, we would have created one for you. Facebook, a Yelp listing for your business, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens of directories, like I said, almost 70 in total, all of them talking about your company, your services, your service area, and then linking back to an actual .com website that we'll create for you as well. And
I've got a website.
You have a website. Okay. Well, Molly did not attach the website here, and I'll see if I can find it online. What is the domain of the website? Is it attached to the phone number that we're speaking on right now?
Absolutely it is. I mean, I can give you that. It's www.roofing.ga.com.
So
wait now. Underscore.
Roofing underscore GA?
Yeah.
Yeah, the underscore. Roofing underscore, underscore.com?
Underscore GA.com.
Yeah, roofing underscore GA. I'm sorry about that. I do have that there. Roofing underscore GA. .com. So let me pull that up now. And then, of course, you've got a website then. Obviously, you see the value to being on the first page, or at least to getting phone calls. Now, and you said that's roofing underscore GA from Georgia.com.
That's right.
Okay. I'm not seeing that populate as an active website for you. But our job would be to make sure that your website is not just, you know, out there for people to find when they know the name of your company or know the name of your website. But this will have your website and your business pop up when people are typing in simple keywords and search phrases related to the roofing services that you provide. And you're doing both residential and commercial. Did you have a preference, Mark, one over the other? Or do you kind of like the mix as it comes?
I'd rather do all commercial roofing, but
okay.
I've actually got guys that do residential and then guys that does commercial. So
you do. Okay. So you actually would prefer more commercial work, but you can also take the residential work as well. So you're going to love the service because you are going to get a steady stream of phone calls from both residential and commercial clients. Now, they'll be able to see you on that first page again by just by typing in, you know, roofing repair or roofing installation. You know, residential clients might be looking for a residential roofing contractor near me or whatever the case might be. And of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be that flat rate. The Google Ads are included. That will get you found very quickly throughout your service area and at the very top of the page. Now, it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. You'll also be able to see exactly how much work you're getting with your detailed tracking and reporting system. You'll see how many times you're popping up at the very top of that first page, how many times you're showing up for each individual keyword and search phrase. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from the website. Now, keep in mind the Google paid ads are going to support and really jumpstart the local campaign. The local campaign might start out at 25 or 30 miles, but since the Google ads will be running at the very top of the page throughout that 50-mile service area, when people start clicking on those ads 40 miles away, 50 miles away, it does tell Google that you are relevant for those same searches in those areas too, and your placement in that local map will expand outward towards where those clicks happen. Now, I'm actually applying what we call a legacy rate here, and it's rare that I'm able to apply it. It is reserved for businesses that have been around for 25 years or more. We prefer to work with companies that are established, companies that know what they're doing. We offer a 25% discount for businesses that have been around for 10 years or more, but for companies that have been around for 25 years or more, you would actually see a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. And of course, it is month to month. However, as long as you choose to use the service, that reduced rate will stay with you. You'll save exactly $300 every month, Mr. Folsom, and it does bring your rate down from what would normally be $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. And that $299 is actually an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead generation fees either. The calls will come directly to you. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be that flat monthly rate. Now, especially, you know, to put your website where more people can see it and pick up the phone and call you, being that they'll see you at the very top of that first page, whether they're on Google or Bing, and any device that, that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even that have, internet access, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone. Any device that accesses the internet, you know, a company will pop up throughout that 50-mile radius. Now, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. And, of course, it is very performance-based on our end. You know, we have to keep your phone ringing and simply earn your business 1 month at a time. The real power of this listing, though, is that for most people, at least, you know, for many of us and for the services that we need, we don't always know who to call. And, you know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on a smartphone. We hop on a computer. We type in a couple of keywords, and you're right. We call based off of what we see at the top of the page.
Huh? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No, I certainly understand. So, when we get you listed on that first page, it really is kind of, you know, that old football adage. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying that you're the worst. In fact, you could very well be the best, and you've got the experience to back it up. But until we get you on that first page, it's hard to win. You know, most consumers make
that buying decision. Well, you're not supposed to be on the front page.
See on that first page.
Right. I've paid money to be on the front page for years. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. When I hear this, it's like, really? I mean, you know.
I don't know who you're
that's why I'm telling this lady, I'm going to
on that first page, but, And when I search for your company, and I'm searching it in a way that most people won't, but I'm looking for your business by name and location, by your company name and your city, just to tell Google, you know, let me find everything you can show me on this company, I don't see sufficient content to have you outranking your competition. There's a couple of things. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a yellowpages.com. Looks like you've got a Superpages listing. You know, there's a B2B Yellow Pages and a MapQuest listing. So you have some online content. In fact, you have a Yelp listing too. I think part of the problem though is that there is inconsistency with the branding of your business as far as name, address, phone number, and website. The Yelp listing has jmroofing.net, which when I tried to open that one up, that's not an active website either. There seems to be some fairly consistent address branding, but even that, you know, there's the 302 First Street Northeast. I do see a 3231 Sylvester Drive. Part of the problem is the content that you have out there is not consistently branding your business with the same information. So, you know, the search engine algorithm, it's an artificial intelligence, and although it is fairly advanced, it doesn't think the same way a person does. So when it sees your business name and phone number listed with a different address, you know, that, or a different website, that kind of confuses the search engine. It doesn't know what to make of it. So what you've got online, some of it is kind of working against you. So we'll do...
You gonna say no to that?
Well, of course. That's one of the very first things that we're going to do. It's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that all of the information online is current, accurate, and consistent. So in anything that's already out there, we'll make sure that all the information is the same. We'll make the changes where necessary. And then, of course, a big part of what we'll have to do here would be to create the missing content. Although you do have some information out there, and again, like I said, not all of it is consistent or accurate, a lot of what you need is to have us create the missing content. And then the big difference, and that's something that you're not doing here, but for a 50-mile service area, you're going to need the Google Ads. Now, the Google Ads are going to be your best friend, really. It's going to get you the fastest return on investment Google wants us to say 7 to 10 business days, so I always will say that. But in my experience, that's worst-case scenario. It's usually 7 days or less to get you found on that first page at the very top of the page. So, like I said, the Google Ads are going to really jumpstart the local campaign, one hand washing the other, so to speak. Now, what I would be willing to do here, I know that you've been working trying to get this on that first page as long as you probably have been in business even, but we've been in business for 17 years, not quite as long as you have, but for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a very long time indeed. And Google recognized our experience, and of course, we were one of the very first companies that Google partnered up with to provide professional management of these types of services. Okay.
Now, I don't have no idea what's going on with that web page, but I never go to it.
Right.
But we pay like $100.
We definitely will. You paid $100.
I want to say I pay $100 a month on that thing. The domain and stuff like that. But they done a good job building it. I mean, it was a nice web page and everything else. They had all kind of information. But if it's not active, you said y'all would create me a web page?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, obviously, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is, in fact, to make sure that at least a lot of the people who see you there have the compelling reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So we will include a website for you. We will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. The other thing that I'd like to do would be to waive the one-time setup fee that's normally attached to just the first month. It, of course, is there to help us offset the cost of creating that content. But I know that you've been working to get this on that first page. While I can't wear a black eye for anyone you've already worked with, I can certainly do right by your company and make it as affordable as possible for you to give us the opportunity to get you on that first page at the top of the page, get your phone ringing, and simply earn your business 1 month at a time. Of course, it is a month-to-month service, but we find that our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. I was mentioning that we've been in business for 17 years. I've been with the company myself for 9 years, and I've got clients that have been with me from the beginning. But as a company, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10 years, 12 years, 14 years, 16 years. Like I said, we've been one of the top options in SEO for a very long time, and we started out as a regular partner for Google. Everyone does, but in the 5 years that we've been partnered up with Google, in fact, very quickly in the first year, we became channel partners, and right after that, Google Premier Partners. We've been Google Premier Partners for almost 4 years now. And it's only with the Google Premier Partners that Google charges our companies, not our clients, for the clicks to the paid ad campaign. So our responsibility is as much to Google as it is to you, Mark, to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure you're profitable, make sure you choose to use the service. I mean, obviously, as long as you're making money, that's good for you. And as long as you choose to use the service, Google's going to charge my company, not yours, for those individual clicks. And of course, they want us to be successful. They want our clients to be successful. So we get our training and our updates directly from Google, whether it's additional tools and techniques that our Google-trained and certified agents managing your ad campaign can employ to get you a higher return on investment, phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, site extensions, the website that we'll build for you, all of that's going to get you a higher ad rank, a higher quality score for a lower cost per click, more bang for your buck. And, of course, we also get the updates to the local map algorithm, too, the directories they want us to create, older directories if they want them to want us to stop creating those. We're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. Like I said, we have to get you those results, get your phone ringing early, and keep it ringing often since it is a month-to-month service. So, like I said, as a very well-established business, I don't often get to apply the legacy rate. It is 50% off the cost of the service because we know you're not going anywhere. You're going to stick around. You're going to keep providing the quality service that you have been all these years, and we know that we'll be able to keep you on that first page too. So it is going to be a 50% reduction in the cost of the service. You'll save $300 every month. With me waiving your setup fee, you're saving another $299 in your first month. You're saving $599 in that first month. It's almost like getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But, Mr. Folsom, it's even better than that because next month when you're loving the service and your phone is ringing, it's not going to go up to $599. In fact, it will stay grandfathered in at exactly $299 and never a penny more. Now, I see the business listed. At least there's consistency in the business name, J&M Roofing, with the and being the ampersand, the symbol for the word and not the word itself spelled out, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, Mr. Folsom, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you regarding the account, the 229-456-2014?
Well, ideally, I want to change, put that to my office, so that way I don't have to deal with that after the office hours. But
so is there a different number for the office that you wanted us to promote then for your business?
Yeah, and it, it's of course 229-668-7433.
Okay. So for the business to promote, 229-668-74, you said 7433?
That's right.
Okay. So we'll promote that number for your business, but the number that we're speaking on is still a good number for us to use just internally to contact you regarding your account, not for us to promote anywhere online.
That's right.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, this number here.
And then, well, Mark, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Well, it's markjmconstruction64@gmail.
@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. And then first and last name, Mark is M-A-R-K, and then Folsom, F-O-L-S-O-M.
That's right.
Okay. And then, Mr. Folsom, I know that you're service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first, so there's not really necessarily an address that you would want us to promote for your business online, right?
Not really, yeah, because I don't have people stopping by.
Yeah. And you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, even if it were a shop, a warehouse, a small office, etc. Since you don't see any customers come to you, Google won't want to list that physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone knocking on your door any more than you do. But we are going to want to make sure that, you know, Google recognizes that you are an active business in the local area. They'll verify that through the U.S. Postal Service. Like I said, I do see a couple of addresses. There's the 3231 Sylvester Drive, and then there's also the 302 First Street Northeast. Are those both associated with you? I mean, do you receive mail at either or both of those addresses?
Well, the thing is that the 302 was my office, and I sold it about...
Oh, okay, I see.
About six or eight months ago, but we're actually moving into a new office, and I got the address there. It's 1033 West Central Avenue, Moultrie.
1033?
That's right.
Uh-huh. That was West Central?
West Central.
Mm-hmm. And that's West Central. West Central Ave, gotcha. And that's, is that still the 31768?
It is.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and then, you know, obviously, like I said, there's some old addresses out there as well as old and not active websites. So we'll make sure that we clear up all of that. That's one of the very first things that we'll do. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, it's a month-to-month service. I'm waiving your setup fee. We're including the website for you at no additional cost. And then, of course, reducing that rate all the way from $5.99 down to just $2.99. I'll do a couple of things for you. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. I'll be scheduling a follow-up call from one of our technicians just to kind of verify the information that I've already got, and then dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure that we know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, if you've got a mission statement or a motto, tagline, slogan, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want us, for example, to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, Mark, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. What I would do now, though, to secure the listing for J&M Roofing, and, of course, that allows us to close out the category, stop calling through the area. We only do work with one business at a time for area and industry, and, of course, that gets you maximum number of phone calls. I'll read what's called a voice verification mark. This is actually required of us as Google Premier Partners. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time, that the website's included, that we've waived the setup fee and even reduced the rate for you. Now, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. Mark, it is, however, pretty straightforward, okay?
I got you. Obviously, at the end of this, you're going to want me to pay that initial payment. So, how can I call you and say, hey, I gave you this money, but nothing's happened? Because literally that's happened to me,
well,
you know, for more than $299.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can only imagine that, sir. But yeah, it's part of the voice verification, but I can even give you that number now. It's a toll-free number. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, and it is a month-to-month service. So you can stop at any time.
And
you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on.
And you can you'll email me all this.
Oh, yes, of course. You'll get everything in writing. In fact, the voice verification, while it's recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, you still will get everything in writing, even everything that we're going over right now in the voice verification. And, of course, I'm actually required to get through that voice verification even before I'm able to ask for any form of payment. So if it all does make sense for you at the end, then we can move forward from there. And I'm also going to give you that client support phone number.
Hi, Jackie. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So, Mark, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So, Mark, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Folsom, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
J&M Roofing.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And as we have discussed, the and between the J and the M is the ampersand, the symbol for the word, and not the word A&D spelled out, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and that's how I've got that. And then, Mr. Folsom, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mark Folsom, owner, operator.
Okay. And then, Mr. Folsom, as the owner and operator of J&M Roofing, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mark, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Folsom, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mark, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails, text messages, too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mark, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, again, like I said, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your company, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit to make sure that the business information that's already out there is accurate. I already know that it's not, so we're going to have to clean up a lot of the information that's already out there. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, but if anything new were to come along, it's just a good idea to let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah,
it helps us to make sure that your business information is consistent online. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm providing, with the waiving of the setup fee, with the website included, with it, of course, being a month-to-month service, Mark, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving today, will be charged today, the 7th of December, in the very discounted total amount, the legacy rate of $299.00. And again, that's both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. My company will, in fact, incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which, Mark, again, that means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $299. And, of course, that rate will never go up on you. as it is a month-to-month service, completely at will. That does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That mark is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Folsom, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system that does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd like to give you that information now.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that number is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach our client support team. And again, as I mentioned, you can reach the client support team.
What's the name of this company again?
It's LocalSplash, localsplash.com. And I'm generating the invoice right now, and I'm going to send that email out to you as well. And then everything that we went over in the voice verification will be emailed out to you also. And it's just support@localsplash.com to email the support team directly. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7, support@localsplash.com, and they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you'll also receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. And as I'm looking at that client interview calendar, Mr. Folsom, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Discover.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It is both.
Is there any middle initial between the Mark and the Folsom?
Exactly. Marcus, M-A-R-K-U-S.
Okay.
Q, Folsom.
Okay. Marcus on the card, but you certainly go by Mark, right?
That's right.
And then J&M Roofing is on there as well. And then, Mark, you said that you said that was a Discover card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
6011.
Mm-hmm.
9385.
Yes, sir.
0090.
Okay.
3534.
And then the expiration month and year?
0423.
0423, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
433.
Okay, so I've got 433 on the back of the card, and you said April or 04 of 2023, the expiration date, and then, Mark, was the card itself 6011-9385-0090-3534?
That's right.
And what is the billing address of that card? Is it the Sylvester Drive or the Central Ave?
It is.
The Sylvester Drive?
The Sylvester Drive.
3231. Of course, that's 31788, right?
68.
768. I thought so, but then I was looking on the Home Advisor profile that actually had that address, but they've got the wrong zip code. They got 31788, but I know it's 31768. And then you said on the card it was Marcus, and then you had a middle name on there too, right?
Marcus. Yes.
Oh, just the middle initial Q?
Yeah.
Q like quick. Okay. And then, like I said, you'll receive a confirmation email in the next minute or so here. It does have that confirmation or the phone number on there as well. You'll also receive an initial invoice. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is going to be provided for you in writing. Everything we went over in that voice verification is going to be on there. It's going to actually ask, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive that invoice email, or I'm sorry, the text message. You'll receive it also by way of SMS or text message, depending on who your phone carrier is. You may even receive that text message before you receive the invoice email. But I'm just going to generate that out to you now. Just a couple of things I need to make sure that I'm doing here. I'm of course waiving that one-time setup fee, reducing the cost. Now, when you receive either that text message or the email itself, just let me know, because I did want to walk you through a couple of things here. And then the only other order of business here on my end is actually to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, unless you wanted that phone call. It sounds like you're working. I might be able to get you the next one at 11 o'clock, although they do like a little more a heads up than I'd be giving them at that point. But there's a 4 o'clock, a 5 o'clock, and a 6 o'clock. If either of those works best for you, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular
phone
call.
Yeah, 6 o'clock might be. Yeah, 6 o'clock would be better.
6, okay. So, Mark, it's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. It'll probably get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to 6:30 there at the bottom of the hour. You'll receive a reminder email at 5, an hour prior to that scheduled appointment. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite directly to that email address that we've got on file here. That really is more for your records, though, that calendar invite. You do not need to respond to it, although a lot of people do. It's going to have local splash CING on it, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it's going to have your username, which is the phone number that we're speaking on. Again, not the business number, but the phone number that we're speaking on. The username is just the numbers, though. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. It's just the 229-456-2014. You'll get that on that calendar invite that I'm sending out to you right now. And then did you receive either the text message or the email, invoice email?
Well, I mean, I'm having a hard time out here where I'm at with that, but I'll check
okay.
it later, and if that's everything,
okay.
I need to get back to work.
Yeah, that is everything, and then, like I said, it's going to want you, once you open up the text message or if you open up the email, click on the link that goes to it, all you really have to do at the bottom is just type in, and it's going to ask you to type it in Marcus Q. Folsom. You can copy and paste it, but if you do, just make sure there's no space between or after, and if you type it in, it is case sensitive, so of course capitalize the MQ and the F on there, and then it's going to want you to confirm the signature. That does a couple of things. It allows us to make sure that all the information, of course, I know it's not, but to do that W on it, verify your business as an active business in the local area. So you should get that in just a second here, and if you can get to that even before your client interview, that'd be great. If not, they'll walk you through that when they give you that phone call at 6 o'clock, but it is a very important step in the process, so we can start that cleanup right away. And looking at it, there's a lot that we need to do. So as soon as we get that confirmation from you that you've received the written terms and conditions, again, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, the sooner the better, because that means we can start to work cleaning up the inaccuracies and inconsistencies that I'm seeing for your business online. Well, I know you got to run, but I did want to say real quick, welcome aboard. I know we're excited to get this going for you and looking forward to earning your business, getting your phone ringing, and earning your business 1 month at a time.
Yes, sir. And I'll look at that. I'll confirm that in the next hour or so.
Yep. Towards the middle, it's just going to populate your phone number as a mobile number. Don't click the box below it, though, because that would be to opt out of SMS or text messages. We want to be able to send you those messages. Like I said, the only really thing you need to do at the very bottom is just to confirm that you're the authorized cardholder. Type in your first and last name as it appears on the billing, Marcus Q. Folsom, and then hit confirm signature. And that's going to take you to a page that asks for your username and password, but don't worry about that. That's just the automated system thinking you're trying to log into your tracking and your reporting. Don't worry about that at this point. In fact, we're going to create that tracking and that reporting with that client interview this afternoon at 6 o'clock. Okay?
All right.
All right, All right, Mark, real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Folsom. You take care, sir. It's going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right out or shortly after 6. But you take care, sir. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks again.
You too.
All right. Take care. Okay. Thanks. Gotcha. 30779. Awesome. Coolio. Who is that dude? Is that the guy from yesterday? Is that my guy from yesterday? No? Who is that guy? Aldo. Oh, wow. Well, that's good. You don't.
You have been kicked from this conference.
Anyway. Hey.
I just wanted you to know, you still need to, like, make a priority note or whatever. He called in on that 973 number.
Uh-huh.
And, he doesn't know.
Yeah. Okay. Man, he's 3 weeks in, and I think I chased that guy probably for 3 weeks at least before I got him on.
Right now, none of us can be affording to lose freaking deals.
Thank you so much, man.
I knew you were like 40 minutes into a call, and I'm like, the last thing he needs is me. conning him, like, pinging the shit out of him while he's trying to get this deal, you know?
Yeah, for real. I got it, though. It was, I have to, yeah, I have to have a Christian, let's see, a TO 5-3-2017 from Tara DiTucci. And he already created it, so I have to have it reassigned. But yeah, funny thing, right?
That's amazing that you got it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Me too, for sure. I lost one yesterday because he was too busy. He was too busy or whatever. It was, you know, I remember that guy from like last week or the week before last. He didn't sign the T's and C's, and then I couldn't get, nobody could get in touch with him. Wireless customer not available. Like he didn't pay his bill or something like that. So we had to cancel for that stupid ass reason. But that sucked. That sucked. But anyway.
I got one last week and the guy freaking canceled while I was still on the
phone. Oh my God. That's crazy.
That's the worst.
That is insane.
Like when you hang up and you know they have a sign of TNC, you know there's always that chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you get the deal while you're still in the middle of saying the voice verification, he fucking canceled.
That's bad. So for Aldo, I need to let him know, first of all, and my head, where did my brain go?
I told him that you would call him back, that you were on a call.
Okay.
I've already updated to revisions with the TV code.
Okay. But the 973 number is the one that he wants us to promote for his business, or? On his contact phone.
For him.
Okay. So I've already got it. I've got it as a cell phone right now. I'm going to switch it to the contact number too then.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh yeah, I see it. Okay.
Okay.
And then also, Dash the client needs contact, for the follow up for the website or something like that.
No, his website's good. He said on the logo. He'll tell you what else.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I see the other one on there too, and we'll have that disabled too. All right, coolio. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.